वेलकम टू एवरीवन। Are there any questions from last yesterday or before? Yes, please.
There was somebody asking what is love, and then you said it is what you do in spite of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what means in spite.
Yeah. In spite means like many times in life, something takes over, you know. Like you, like somehow has not been your choice. And something really, like a spring, you know, comes and takes over. So in spite means, other than you, you know, like something other than you, really takes you over. So that I was saying. Yeah. So I think I have been inviting all of you in the realm of sages, and probably you know, just speaking about that little bit and then going into the book. Many times we say realm of reality, realm of what is, but then kind of also like having generally we end up like with the idea of like generally we accept that realm of reality means realm of my truth, kind of. Like generally, like we have ideas about reality, ideas about truth, and we think that realm of sages is also same, kind of like our realm of reality is also same. So probably if we look our lives kind of like it's life is made up, you know, like if we really look, check, my life is made up by, you know, me, my parents, my teachers, you know, my society. It's not really my life, you know. My life is made up life. And made up means what I see good because of, you know, circumstances. Like somehow I implant probably in my psyche, you know, something, and that really floods, you know, all the time. So when somebody come in contact with me, only sees that, which is kind of a this made up is kind of compensation, because inside I'm also not that, like inside, like say, you know, if my parents told me that I shouldn't steal, so against stealing I will be like making up something which will be always flushing to give a false feeling about me, like generally. And maybe inside the stealing is flushing, you know, like inside me. And that only I know that, you know, like this. I created a system really to cheat. Like, and generally like, because since we don't have good eyes, you know, like we have good eyes, but not really good eyes to see that what is flushing outside is made up. You know, I made it up. So generally, like, I think in probably could be 98%. Our living is made up, you know, it's not real. It's always to hide something, like what I'm flushing, there is something also I'm hiding in. And realm of sages means, like probably, you know, compared to this flushing,
what is this word? Flushing?
Flushing, like light flushing. Flushing. Yeah, okay. Like, you know, flushing or flushing, whatever that is. Yeah. So then,
what does it mean, flushing?
Flushing like a light,
flash.
You know?
Flash.
Like flash light.
Like a billboard, like a
yeah.
Sign.
Yeah, yeah, like always advertisement. And what is the realm of sage means life in reality means very, very timid, you know? There will be no flushing, you know, like this. Reality is always like very timid.
Like shy?
Yeah, like maybe not shy, you know, it's not shy actually, but it doesn't want to make up, you know. Reality is reality. So then many times like in life, people who can make up, you know, who can really have this, probably the flesh of love. Like if you really go behind them, like, you know, like it's in one day, in 10 days, probably it's difficult to see. But if you really, you know, keep on following them, you will find that, you know, this love was for something else. Like love was created, this flushing of love was created somehow to gain something else. You know, there is like a cheating part. So what is the realm of sages means very, very timid, you know, like maybe what I was calling authentic,
mm-hmm.
but not with like force, you know, like
humble.
Just
humble.
Yeah, like very relaxed. Maybe humbleness is also like a active, you know,
mm-hmm.
humbleness is also used that way, kind of like
mm-hmm.
cheating way. Like, you know, all these like words, good words, many times like, because they are so easy to, you know, it's like, as Sage was saying, like praktanam means repetition of that, and really it flushes, and ability to cheat come, kind of.
Well, Ajay, I'm still not understanding exactly how you're using flashing.
Yeah, flashing means like in our psychology, you know, like something created in our psychology. Like, you know, that what I'm calling like flashing. Like generally, if we really look, you know, there will be like a persona in us to influence. And realm of sages means probably not having that, like really kind of like being in reality. So,
mm-hmm. like you say 98% of the time, I was thinking, say,
mm-hmm.
a mother's love for her child,
mm-hmm.
a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that isn't.
Yeah, that's why I said,
that's
yeah, that's why I said 98, you know. Like, you know, because there is like some natural, you know. Natural kind of like, you know, like I'm just kind of like, you know, it could be 97, 96, you know? I haven't like this, you know, mathematical kind of, you know? But my idea is, you know, somehow like that. So, realm of sages means like really you know, like probably some point we have to accept that there will be no active part in it, you know, kind of like actively. And so probably little, like one has to give little more time in order to really feel this realm. Otherwise, generally like we, from the way we perceive things, you know, generally we run away from them, from the sages, like generally because there is no attraction created. So, what I mean, you know, like probably we have to give little more time to sages, you know, really to feed us by, you know, somehow like, or maybe giving time means maybe we have like a little more good eyes, and then that can be perceived, that can be seen. So I'm really inviting you to some place where you have to really make little effort, you know, like to really feel.
I wonder about the way from living in a flashing way,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually living in the sage way.
Mm-hmm.
So is meditation necessarily, like, let's say, is it necessarily that people who are meditating will have, let's say, 50% of authenticity?
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be like you can still use a persona, and then just at the very end you can be more authentic.
You know, I think it will not be one way for everyone, you know, like it depends. Somebody could be meditating for persona, you know, like, you know, to be seen as meditator. So that is also a persona.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But if one really, you know, welcomes the
if one really...
Like, not for the persona, but like from a very sensitive
place. From the sensitive place. So then what is your question then? Like if somebody is really walking from a real place,
yeah.
So then what is...
Does it still act from the 98%?
You know, because it's like still there will be effect of, because that is the way we are brought up. So it's not that you decide that you are going to live in reality and same day you start living. Like it's really kind of as Sage was describing yesterday, this praktanam, you know, this repetitiveness takes also time to go away. So certainly, like, because of your honesty, you will try to be, to do your best, but still your best will not be good enough, kind of, you know. Your best will keep on being, you know, even best will be more better and better, kind of, you know. Like, so, like, better means, like, even when you try your best, still because of this system we have in us, still many times you will be deluded, you know, deluded by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
You said like some sort of effort is needed.
Yeah.
So it implies to me like some sort of practice. Or
Certainly. Yeah.
So that seems to contradict to what you're saying.
To what I am saying.
Not to push in one way or like to.
Yeah, you know, like what I'm saying,
like
now.
As soon as you try to progress or like to practice some meditation you mentioned or other practices, maybe, then I think like it's very hard not to have this persona or like an ego.
So I think that's what I was explaining. That, you know, certainly there will be like, but like persona, to one persona can be. To make persona more real, and one persona can be to make persona less real. Like, you know, really practicing, but practicing so that persona is less real, practicing for that.
So it's very gradual? Like, or is it like just changing from one moment to the other?
Yeah, you know, like, as far as I know, it's gradual, you know.
So all the time, you can talk in time, or is it like without the time frame? Like the gradual means it implies a sort of from here to there, like, which involves the time, the concept of time.
Yeah. So like certainly, you know, time will be consumed. Yeah. So, kind of, you know, like it, because the habits, you know, the persona we created are so, like somehow so strong, you know, like you decide that, like this morning, you know, I will wake up at 5 and, you know, sit for meditation. And actually when 5 a.m. happens, you find yourself, you know, tomorrow will be good day because tomorrow is Tuesday. So Tuesday is always good, you know, kind of, you know, like very simple things, you know. You decide that, you know, I'm not going to order coffee in the shop, and you enter in the shop and with this decision, and suddenly your mouth is, one coffee. Kind of, you know, this happens in our life, like in daily life, that happens. So that means somehow persona has a strength. And to really like make that less strength, you know, certainly practices and continuous effort is needed. Yeah, you know, as far as I know. Like, yeah, but, you know, it could be that someone also without effort reach, because some people really claim that they, without any effort, they reach. So I don't speak anything about that because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to, you know, we have a lot of people in the New Age spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to, that I can tell, that we can tell,
mm-hmm.
whether a person is speaking from the real,
mm-hmm.
the spirit,
yeah.
or from the persona?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a way. But I know that, but I don't know if you know. Like, you know, for me, I can see this, like from where somebody is speaking. So I think, you know, like by a way, I found it. So probably I can tell you in, like, you know, in one-to-one in interview, you know, secretly. Because I want this to keep me, like, for me to make money, you know. So, you know, but with you, I will not charge anything, you know, I will tell you. You know, I think, Leniji, there is a way, you know. Like, people who see, who can see, they can see, you know. Like, they really see where one stands at. But of course, there are times that we cannot see. Also, you know, that I agree.
Do you think as people grow in their practice,
mm-hmm.
and are more able to surrender and to allow things just to be?
Mm-hmm.
That ability increases, or?
Yeah, you know, from that, ability will increase. Like, more and more, you don't depend on, like, you know, as long as I am dependent on my perceiving elements, like, perceiving means perceiving elements which I created. Like, you know, there are perceiving elements which I have created. And there are perceiving elements which life has. So once we drop to the life perceiving elements, then it's very easy to kind of like to see that who stands where.
And probably,
mm-hmm.
if we had another person standing beside you,
mm-hmm.
that also has that ability,
mm-hmm.
to perceive,
mm-hmm.
would that be the same in you and the same?
Yeah, probably, you know, there will be no difference, yeah.
What?
Probably there will be no difference.
Probably
like,
no difference.
Yeah, like, you know, with the same ability. Like, it will be seen like same, and like if we don't have ability, then certainly, you know, things will be different. Thank you, Leniji. Yes.
So, going by your figure of 98%.
Yeah, it's like false, created by my mind. Yeah.
Would you say that most of these gurus and swamis who are famous because they are flashing, as you say, that they are coming from a place of persona rather than authenticity?
You know, I haven't checked everyone, you know, like, but some of them I checked, and certainly like they are like that, you know. So I cannot say about everyone. But some of them certainly from there. Yeah. like, you know, I remember, you know, back in, I think, 93, 94, I was asked to check somebody, and I checked, and, you know, this person is very big guru these days, so, yeah, I know that, yeah. And recently also I happened to meet this person, so, yeah, it's like many, many people like that. Mm-hmm.
I really, really want to hear what the sage has to say, but I have a question.
Yes, please.
with this persona,
mm-hmm.
I understand, especially when you talk about these Gurujis and Swamijis, how the persona is like a negative thing, and it's more important to get to this level of reality or the realm of the sages.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see people who, I mean, I don't know if they're enlightened, but, you know, just seem to really try at least their best to exist on this level of reality or on the sages,
mm-hmm.
they still have a personality.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's
yeah.
that?
Yeah. You know, I think that when they have to speak, you know, they have to speak through something. But that will be only to kind of like work out, you know, so it works.
And I guess what I'm asking is it all bad?
All bad?
Yeah.
Like what?
This whole persona.
No, I'm not saying that that is bad. Like what I, because maybe some point, you know, that is needed, that's why we have. But like what I was trying to say, that from where these sages speak, you know, like just to kind of like, otherwise like it seems like maybe they are also wanting to convince us somehow,
uh-huh.
like same way. So not to be in kind of this conflict, you know, maybe, you know, this Vasishtha or this Valmiki really wants to convert me into, you know, just for this reason, you know, because they really, I think, you know, if they want to convert, they want to convert you into divinity, nothing else. So, like, just to, like, many times, like, they come with little strong voice. So, not to feel that maybe they also are on a mission to convert, you know, like just to give like little sense from where they are speaking. So I think last evening question was that Praktanam vasana jalam niyojayati mam yatha mune tathev tishthami kripana kim karomi aham. Like, question was to the sage, saying that these repetitive patterns I find being imply of them somehow. Like I really find that they are implying me. And like I really find myself powerless against them. This was the question. Like, looks like I have no way out. Looks like, you know, I will not be able to go against my repetitive patterns. And what should I do? This was the question. You know, I think it's very relevant question to all of us, kind of like everyone feel. All of us feel many times powerless against these repetitive patterns. And sage is answering, At eva hiram tvam shreya prapnoti shashvatam svaprayatna panitain paurushen va anyatha. And sage accepts that yes, you know, that is like that, but also saying that going through the efforts, going through the continuity, like yesterday, the story of this man with the horse, like, you know, in that way, not really fighting against the mind, but really making mind friend. And so this saying, like, certainly there will come a day that you will come and report me that these repetitive patterns, they are not bothering me anymore, kind of like saying that certainly one day you yourself will report to me that somehow they are not bothering me. And so saying, certainly you have to make efforts, make make your fine mind your friend by being with it and when fantasies are like finished, really speaking to mind, really saying, and then maybe slowly the power of repetitiveness becomes like low and something else come in. And still keep on speaking on the same subject. Duvidho vasana vyuha subhaschev asubhascha Praktano vidyate ram dayo rek taru athava. And Sage is saying that if we look at our desires, saying like some of them are needs and some of them doesn't come from the need. So needful by fulfilling the need, like will cease, but of course will come back again tomorrow, because tomorrow again stomach will be hungry, you know, like there are things in the life, like they are needs, and there are things which are not need, which are more repetitive patterns. And Sage is saying that you really have to see clearly both, which is what, because when stomach gets hungry, you know, I think there is no way out that you can stop desire for food. Like, so that's why he's saying like, really make it clear that there are needs and they can only be seized by fulfilling, and there are repetitive patterns which will take time to, you know, to slow down and to dissolve. Vasano dhen suddhen tatra chet yadiniyase tatkramen subhenev padam prapyasi saswatam. And certainly caring about your needs, caring like having a loving relationship with you, slowly, slowly, you will be able to separate them, like, you know, your needs and repetitive patterns. And tatkramen subhenev padam prapyasi saswatam. And really not mixing them, not mixing needs and repetitive patterns, slowly, because needs need some other treatment than the repetitive patterns. So Sage is saying like, once you are very clear, then you will treat needs differently and repetitive patterns differently, and certainly like this calm place will be reached, and probably perceiving from the life will happen.
The repeating patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I've been feeling how, say, things from the past,
mm-hmm.
or things in the present that aren't needs, and the repeating quality can start to fade away,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. I've also been feeling how, like, say I go to work
mm-hmm.
every day,
mm-hmm.
and I do a similar thing. And just by the nature of what I'm doing, A, it's like I need to go to work.
Yeah.
And B, because it's doing a similar thing every day, it's kind of repeating. It's kind of this.
Yeah.
But say, I want to do that work, but I want to stay fresh mm-hmm. and open.
Mm-hmm.
And not like...
Yeah, and not...
You
not,
see what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, so probably like, you know, when you go to work, you know, you just be at work. But when you are not at work, don't be at work. Then it will not be repetitive pattern. You know? Repetitive pattern will be, if I'm not at work, and still I'm at work. Like when you are at work, generally, you know, like the things come and you do, and they are finished, kind of like, there is finishing.
With what I do,
mm-hmm.
it's never so. It feels like
mm-hmm.
there's never really finishing. It's like
mm-hmm.
endless possibilities, and it needs
yeah.
inspiration, and it needs to be. It needs genuine feeling.
Yeah, yeah. But like you know,
again.
certainly that I understand. But like say when at five or whenever your finish time is. So probably after that you don't need any kind of like any of them.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Yeah, like you know, again tomorrow morning 9 a.m. you will need them.
Yeah.
So maybe just kind of like inviting them, you know, saying them, okay, good evening, you know, see you tomorrow at 9, kind of.
I guess that's what I'm asking is like,
yeah,
no help in. Not wanting to drop something completely, but finding that on-off switch, like
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
being ruled by it. But
yeah,
which
like
I find very difficult.
You know, it's difficult, but it could be found. You know, like really, you know, at five, you know, goodbye, and it's goodbye. You know, it's not goodbye to, like generally, like there are friends, they will say goodbye and come again, and you have to say goodbye like many times. You know, not kind of that. One time goodbye is goodbye. And then, you know, I think then you will find really very fresh and very, yeah. Yeah, because I also do same thing. You know, I think, you know, many times when I'm working maybe even late, you know, later in the evening. But when I say goodbye, it's goodbye. And again, in the morning, again, they are invited. So I think, you know, this could be done.
Sometimes the repetitive patterns could be to fulfill a genuine need.
The repetitive patterns?
Could be used to fulfill the real need.
Yeah, but like real need, you know. You don't have to, you know, you need to fulfill. Like, then it could be that you are not fulfilling. That's why the pattern is going on.
Yeah, but for example, the human need for love,
mm-hmm.
sometimes sometimes I try to fulfill it with patterns that are repetitive and that are not coming from fresh. Like the need is real,
yeah.
But the way,
yeah, maybe that just check out the way. Maybe that is not the way to fulfill the love. Maybe when you feel fulfilled, it's something different than the pattern. No, like in your experience, it's not that. That when you really feel loved, then it's not from your repetitive pattern, but from something else. So why to rely on repetitive pattern? Why not to rely on what fulfills?
Because they're habits.
Yeah. So, you know, this is what Sage is saying, they are habits, so just be aware of them. And slowly, slowly, they will go away. kind of like a, what?
So it's a question of trusting more.
Trusting more. And what could happen that also another thing here could, like when you are not feeling loved, then suddenly you go in a kind of like very depressed kind of situation. And from the depressed kind of situation, you will find only repetitive patterns, not trust. So really just being careful. As soon as you recognize you are not being loved, so just be aware that now I am going to fall into this worrying place, and this has so far not been good, so why to fall there? Why not to fall in trust? Kind of just like little trick to the mind, and I think it will be very, very helpful.
Trust that the need will be met if I'm willing to really see it, but I have really no idea how it's going to get met. But I'm willing to just have it and wait or
yeah, like
trust.
Probably like what is very difficult is like really falling in worry. You know, falling in, I have no way out.
Yeah.
So then, like somehow, a kind of blindness come to mind, you know, that we really don't see that there is a way. So really not falling in that, but kind of like falling into keep on trying, you know, that will be, I think, helpful. Yes, please.
I don't know, does the sage talk about what is a need versus a repetitive pattern? Because when you speak about food, I can understand that, and I can think of one thing else, sleep.
Uh-huh.
But after that, the line gets really blurry. I mean,
the
line gets very blurry, like what
uh-huh.
is a need? I mean, maybe we need to work, and we definitely need love, but, you know. Or, for example, even a better example is like if we need work, say we have a repetitive pattern of doing a kind of work, say it's an artwork or a practice or something like that. I mean, is it a need or is it a repetitive pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is, like, I could say it's not a need, maybe I just need to eat and sleep, you know, and drink water, but...
But in order to need you in order to eat you need to buy some things,
yeah.
And in order to buy you need some money, and in order to have money you need some work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing though?
Yeah, you know, like there will be like, you know, needs met through work, so certainly that will come within the need, yeah.
So would you say that another word for repetitive pattern is addiction?
Yeah, I think I really don't understand addiction, you know, so that's why, like, you know, if that, like, you know, I many times I also use word addiction, but like in me, so far I haven't understood what is addiction, you know. Probably experientially I don't know. No. So that's why kind of like I use, but then I hesitate, maybe I said the right or not the right, because it's not known to me what is addiction actually. Like somehow. So, you know, if yeah, but it's not really addiction. Because like many days, you know, there has not come even thought of it.
If you had really persevered with the beaties, you would have.
Yeah, then maybe. Like cricket, you know, it's because I think, you know, IPL is on, and I, you know, I have a radio borrowed from, you know, Evanji, because of his big heart, and so far I haven't been able to listen his course, you know. So yeah, I think it's not addiction, you know. If it's like it available, then I really, yeah.
But do you have a personal experience of habitual patterns?
Habitual pattern.
Repetitive pattern. Do you have an experience of that, or just more of a sense of that?
Yes, like I have the sense of that. Like, you know, that really I have a sense. I got a sense, but for addiction, you know, if that is addiction, you know, I will say yes, I will be kind of with you all. Yeah.
But could a need become a repetitive pattern? Again, it's one.
But then,
something
like,
that starts off as you need it. Or like, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Like, yeah, because like need will also be met.
Uh-huh.
And there will be time that, like, you know, you will not think about that. So then it will not be like a repetitive pattern, because again it will come. Ath chet subhau भावस्त्वां योजवत योजयति संकटे प्राक्तनस दशो यत्नात् जेतव्यो भवता बलात्. And now he's kind of like inviting another faculty in us which will be more helpful. And he's saying certainly like being aware. Like earlier he said, being aware, and probably what he meant, being aware from the mind. So saying it could be that being aware from the mind is not good enough. It's like really, maybe sometimes you don't find that, because it's also faculty of mind. So saying like if that is the case, if your awareness is not good enough, then really try another faculty in us, really trying this feeling ability to cooperate, you know, so that feeling ability can give you the feeling that now you are on repetitive pattern and you can do something. So saying if awareness, you know, if, and I think he's very right, because like in order to gain awareness, if we are using mind, and certainly we know that many times, you know, mind is not available, you know, mind is, you know, in in Mexico and I'm here. Good place. Okay. Thank you. So saying like, you know, if that is the case, that because of awareness being from the mind many times is not available, then really try to find this feeling ability in you And and imply the feeling ability like this, so that you can have a feeling like this will be like very, very kind of like slight feeling that what my mind is doing, and slowly, slowly, like again he's using word praktan, like really giving this feeling ability again and again chance, like many, many times, this ability will be available to you and can by giving feeling ability many, many chances, Sage is saying like that will be available, and getting a feeling of repetitive pattern, you know, you really can can do what you were doing from awareness to, so that it doesn't go on. So saying like another way, you know, if from the awareness, from the maybe we can say mental presence, like another way of awareness. Mental awareness will be like mental presence, because many times mind is absent, and certainly if mind is absent, mental presence will also be absent. So when something like that happens, then it's better to apply into feeling and maybe get a feeling presence. And he's saying like certainly feeling presence will be more helpful than the kind of awareness or mental awareness, yeah, just 1 minute, yeah, or mental presence. Yes, please.
Would that be gut feeling, for example?
Gut feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it could, you can kind of like, really, you can say that gut feeling is there all the time. So from that, you can kind of like make the feeling available. Like, you know, there can be like many, many techniques for that. And I think that will be like a very good way, really, to have like a gut feeling, you know, like so that gut feeling is present all the time. Also other way. Yes, please.
So you said about mental awareness and mm-hmm. mental presence.
Mm-hmm.
And then feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little confused sometimes mm-hmm. by the words awareness.
Yeah.
Attention and things. So what I mean is,
mm-hmm.
so it seems to me when with that feeling presence,
mm-hmm.
when that deepens and deepens and deepens
mm-hmm.
and falls into something less personal,
mm-hmm.
then like there is a taste of awareness, you know, just that is
mm-hmm.
just awareness. And I wonder whether what you're talking about, like mental awareness, is like an aspect or part of that that has been like trapped or locked into a certain way of being, a certain, or if it's a like a completely different, separate thing.
The mental awareness?
Yeah,
and
mental awareness. If
and?
Well, you know, like, if I think of awareness,
mm-hmm.
it's a very different quality than
yeah.
mental awareness.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're the same, if mental awareness is an aspect of that bigger awareness, just taking on a certain...
Maybe like mental awareness is mental awareness. Because like what happens like with the mental awareness,
mm.
like when mind is daydreaming, you know, is
mm.
in Mexico, also awareness is not there. Like with mental awareness, mind has to be here.
Yeah.
And if like, and the nature of mind is, you know, it could really fly to, you know, Mexico.
Mm.
And then awareness also flies with it.
But the awareness,
like, you know, actually, the word awareness, like what you are describing, is very, very wide.
Uh-huh.
But generally, like, you know, in meditation practices, generally, for the very, very beginning, like because in order to be in contact with this awareness with which you are talking, you know, it needs, like, I think, you know, continuous practicing and all those things.
Well, it feels important to me to sort of to understand that is like it's a different feeling to the practice of relaxing the mental awareness,
mm-hmm.
possibly into a place in which it no longer has that personal quality and joins with, and is or joins with awareness in that wider sense, or if what in essence what I'm trying to do is actually kind of move away from mental awareness.
Move away from mental awareness, yeah. Like generally,
so
like mental awareness is like very located,
mm.
Kind of like dependent on mind.
Yeah.
Mental awareness.
But when, if it's not,
but
and if it's,
yeah,
if
then
it's
not.
From
yeah, it's, then it's not mental awareness.
But then is it? But then is what mental awareness is? Is that just gone and that's nothing, or has what happened that mental awareness has relaxed into awareness?
Because like you know, as soon as you relax,
hmm.
you drop into awareness. And probably that is not your creation.
No.
So, will you like to call that mental?
No, but I want to know what... I want to know if essence one is a pathway into the other, or if it's a question of separating from one.
You know, like, there is actually, like, I'm little hesitating, you know, because there is a way, but it's like, I think is most of us cannot do that. You know, like there is like a thread through the mental awareness to the awareness.
Mm.
But I know, I, you know, so far like in this, like maybe I think I have been seeing you know, almost now probably 17, 18 years, like
mm.
And so far, I have only seen one person like in this long run
mm.
who could use this ability.
Is that because it's so easy to get lost in?
Yeah, you know, it's like it's really like very, very precise, like so precise that almost kind of like most of the people will feel tensed
mm.
to be that precise.
Mm.
Kind of like it will almost, like when I try to do, my body shakes. Like really, I have to be like that concentrated,
mm.
that my body starts shaking, and my concentration, I lose concentration. So I think, you know, like it's possible, you know, but like for very, very few people, you know.
I mean, I think it was just more about
kind of disrespecting the essence of, for me, what mental awareness is.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, in terms of, like, if I feel like it's something that I actually need to just, I need to move away from.
Move away
from.
Like, you know, but what you feel, like, if you really try to go from, like, you know, just like just now,
mm-hmm.
if you really try to go from mental awareness to awareness, like, just doing now and reporting me.
A nervous edge.
Yeah, like there. Kind of like it ends into kind of like nowhere.
So
like the like when you try to make it like go deeper,
mm-hmm.
it really ends somewhere without any.
I'm missing that word.
Like ends means like finish.
Ends.
Yeah. Certainly it ends like finish.
Yeah.
Without any further connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, this is not your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your way. You know, otherwise it should have a hole, you know.
Yeah.
And because that hole is not there and also is not my way, so you know. Yeah. So really try to do other way, you know, like this. Yeah.
So by mental awareness, are you referring to what the Buddhists call mindfulness?
You know, I really don't know what they can call mindfulness, you know. So I have no idea. Like, but generally, like, you know, because, like, you know, I was teaching, like, one time in Israel, and there was, like, one evening kind of program, and, like, one professor of like Buddhist kind of like studies or something, you know, he kind of arranged a program in the evening, and I was at his home, and kind of like I think we spent 1 hour, and after like this person was reporting that like the professor he reported to me like in after he said, I have never felt this kind of like energy so far in my life. Like I always feel like kind of a not fluidity. Yeah. Am I clear? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, like they have been kind of meeting every day, like in Tel Aviv and maybe many years, and but he was reporting to me that we never feel fluidity. It's like a very, what comes out of what we practice is not fluid, like fluid or fluid, whatever that is. Yeah. So maybe, and based off that report, I can say that mindfulness is not what, like, you know, this awareness is. It's certainly mental, but I have only one report. Yeah, kind of. So just based on one report, I can say that.
Well, mindfulness, as I understand it, is awareness which rests on a particular object, for example, the breath or the body sensations.
Yeah.
Or the sensations in the feet in walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So one particular object at one particular time.
Yeah, like, you know, and mind is involved there.
Yeah. So is this what you mean by
mental
awareness?
Yeah. Like, you know, because his mind is involved. And nature of mind is to get involved and not to get involved. So certainly, you know, as long as mind is involved, there will be awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as mind is not involved, also there will not be awareness.
So if there is mind, no awareness.
No, like, you know, I'm saying it's possible, like, you know, it's like, according to my experiences,
mm-hmm.
like, so far I have seen one person who could do through the mind.
I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, you know, I'm talking about my experiences
yeah.
with people, and I have seen for one person, this is possible, to go from mental awareness to awareness, so far, like in
okay.
17 years of my...
From one person, you said?
Like, one person I met so far,
okay.
who has this ability,
mm.
but all other, no, I haven't seen, so... Kind of, I'm not ignoring, but I'm saying it's difficult.
It's this person of Israel you talk or other person?
No, it's other
it
person. Like this, I was answering to
okay.
Kailash Ji, like because he was like asking.
He was wise.
Eh?
He was wise. This person.
In Israel.
No.
This person,
go through the mind. The person who could go through the mind into awareness, were they wise?
You know, like for me, you know, it's like kind of like, you know, I see him like really as a God, you know, because like I cannot do and this person can do. So. Certainly wise, you know.
Who was it?
I think, you know, it's not good to, you know.
Where is
he might be sitting amongst you, you know.
Okay.
But it's a secret. So maybe we can have that little quietness.